Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Reason to Smile today. Special shout out to everyone who has made it to this episode. Hopefully you've listened to the intro and got a couple of episodes about our infertility journey as we head into IVF. Now I wanted to switch it up a little bit. I told you this podcast wasn't just going to be about fertility and IVF. Plenty of more topics out there that I want to discuss. And like I said, this is kind of a no holds bar. So whatever's on my mind is going to be where we kind of go with it. So today's episode is going to be a little bit more lighthearted and talk about what I love and what I hate about living in Atlanta. So if you didn't know, I currently live in Atlanta and have been here for a little over a decade. Originally from Delaware. 302? Was born and raised in Delaware, went to college in Delaware, stayed for grad school in Delaware, loved Delaware. Then I moved to Maryland for a little bit, then moved to Virginia for about 2 years, and then moved to Atlanta. And that's where I've been for the last 10 plus. When I first moved to Atlanta, I moved because my job promoted me, and I moved into the Sandy Springs area, loved it. Had a good time, left the company though, and was doing a lot of traveling and didn't necessarily need to be tied down to any sort of office because I was working from home. At the same time, I was also looking to buy a house. So decided to relocate to the south side of the city off of Camp Creek, bought a house there, and I'll talk about that on one of the episodes. Generally because you get a lot of house for a little bit, and I was really allured by the amount of house that you could get. So moved off of Camp Creek, lived there for 6 or 7 years, and then recently moved back up to the Sandy Springs area with my husband, and we'll talk about that, because we recently moved during the pandemic, and it was a whole cluster, or definitely a whole story behind it, so I'll share that on one of the episodes. But that just gives you a little bit of history of the two sides of town that I've lived on, Sandy Springs and Camp Creek, which are very different, two different sizes of 20. Those of you guys that are from Atlanta and know the area. So pretty different. Just to kind of kick it off and get right into it, Atlanta does have a lot of great things. Everyone knows it as Hotlanta, ATL, Shawty, ATL, Ho, whatever you want to say. And it is a city full of transplants. I moved here, so I can't tell anyone we're full, but that's a pretty popular meme where they show the city of Atlanta and say we're full, like don't come here anymore, don't move here. But people really do look to Atlanta as like a place for new birth. The symbol of the city is a phoenix, as it's rising from the ashes is what Atlanta is known for. When you Google it, and I believe this is true, but I've only Googled it, it's not like I'm a historian, is that Atlanta is the only U.S. city that was completely burnt to the ground during the war, the Revolutionary War, and then was rebuilt. And so that's why Phoenix is the symbol of the city. And again, rising up from the ashes, rise up is the Falcons' motto, what they try to do but barely do, and we'll talk about that as well. So a lot of people are wanting to move here and really start fresh. I didn't necessarily have that same, I need to start fresh, but my job promoted me and that's why I moved here. But I know plenty of people who moved here just because they wanted a change of scenery from wherever they lived. A lot of people from up north who wanted to move somewhere that was less expensive. A lot of people who wanted to be in the industry, as this is a huge mecca for rap and hip hop. And so they moved here. So a lot of great things about the city. What I love is that it is the South. And being from the north, people aren't friendly. People walk down the streets, they either don't speak, sometimes they don't even look at you, they're just trying to get things done. Here, people are friendly. People do speak, people reach out. It's just a friendlier, nicer southern hospitality vibe. And for someone like me who thrives off of the energy, off of the people, I really enjoy it. And I think there's something said about just generally being nice. Obviously the podcast is called Reason to Smile today. So smiling at people and speaking to people is something that I find very attractive. It is cheaper. The cost of living to live here is way less than most parts of the country. I would assume, and from what I know, the only parts of the country that are cheaper than here are the rural areas in the South. So rural Georgia, Alabama, parts of Mississippi, But as far as a metropolitan area, this is the cheapest to be able to live and afford. So lots of people want to move here with their families. And like we said, start fresh. I want to move here single because they know that their dollar will go a little bit further. It's also really convenient for anyone who's trying to visit and if you live here. So Camp Creek area is very close to the airport. And when my job had me traveling all the time, it was very convenient to be there. And now I'm really spoiled. Living in a city with the largest, busiest airport in the whole entire world, I never have to catch a connecting flight. Like, direct flights are the only thing I do. And I've gotten spoiled doing that for 10 years. So sometimes when I hear other people struggle or look at just flights that aren't direct, I just am like, oh my gosh, I clutch my pearls. I can't even imagine because I can get anywhere direct. Now, the only time that I'm used to a connection or a layover is some really far international flight. But even then, I can pretty much fly direct. Like, flew from here to Johannesburg, and that was a direct flight. You can fly lots of different places. Here to Korea, direct flight. I flew from here to Honolulu. It was a direct flight. So, and then to various places around the country that are kind of remote, you know, places in Montana, for example, direct flight. So that's really, really, really nice. It's also great for people who are moving here for a job, like I did. As far as industry goes, there are a lot of major corporations that are headquartered here in Atlanta, such as Coca-Cola, obviously. You have UPS, Newell Rubbermaid's headquartered here. I believe State Farm is headquartered here. Just lots of great big companies that everyone knows. And so if you're looking for a job, there's lots of opportunities. As far as the negatives go, just like I said about the South and the people being nicer, it is the South. So some of the negative side is also true. Racism is definitely alive. I mean, racism's alive everywhere, but I think you can see it very clearly here in Georgia and here in Atlanta. You can definitely see segregation. When I mentioned living above and below 20, that's kind of the highway that divides the city. And you can see a clear aspect between the cultures, between those two sides of town. Very, very common to not have any diversity in the schools. So I know plenty of people who went to all black schools and literally didn't have one white person in their whole entire school. And that's just crazy to me, but it's real here. And then, as much as the city likes to say it's diverse, I find that it's really just white and black people. There's not very many other cultures, and if they are, or if there are other cultures, they're really pocketed into certain neighborhoods or certain areas. So there's Asian, Buford Highway, Gwinnett, that's where you would see them. It's not a very big Latino population, and just not of lots of different looking people. It's like white and black and a little sprinkle of everyone else. The infrastructure here is horrible as far as roads and highways. The highways, I don't think, have been expanded or had major construction since like the 1996 Olympics. And the city, I don't even know what the statistics are, but has greatly grown in population. And so there's been no additions to support all of those people from a road standpoint. In addition, the public transportation sucks. So it's not like the people who don't want to battle these crazy roads and this crazy traffic have another option. And when you think of traffic and you think of some of the major areas in the world or in the country that have crazy traffic, you think of LA, you think of DC, you think of New York, and you think of Atlanta. Now, I've visited LA, haven't lived there, but I've lived in the DC area, and by far Atlanta is worse, in my opinion. In DC, I feel like you could avoid the traffic. Like, it was really, really, really heavy during the busy times, the rush hour times. But Atlanta will be traffic all the time. Like, literally, it could be like 3 a.m. on a Tuesday and it's going to be traffic. And it's not because of anything. Like, it's just traffic. And then sometimes they'll just be doing the stupidest construction. 285 or the perimeter around the city will have construction to just repave the roads. And they'll do it like every 10 weeks, I feel like. You're like, didn't you just repave this road? And if you have all this money to keep repaving these roads, why don't you build new roads? So that part's really frustrating. And then speaking of roads, the streets. I've never lived somewhere where you can literally have the same street be called like 10 different things. And what I mean is it'll be along, let's say, a highway. So in Delaware, like 13 would be an example. DuPont Highway. It's DuPont Highway, like no matter where you go, or Route 13. Here, you can have a road and it could be called Cumberland Parkway. And then you drive a little bit down the road and then it's the East-West Connector. And there's like so many examples of that across the city. It's like, how are you ever supposed to know where you're going when the street has 10 different names? Like, let's keep it consistent. And so the inverse of that is that once they find a name in like a particular area, they run with it so that there's like 100 peach tree streets or versions of a peach tree. And then they'll do like dash. So up here in the Sandy Springs area, it's close to an area called Dunwoody. So there's all these versions of streets that have dash Dunwoody. So you can have Peachtree dash Dunwoody Road. You can have, the other one just escaped me, that you can have. Ooh, what's the other one? But there's another one that's like something dash Dunwoody. And it's like, can't you come up with a different name? Like, why does everything have to be that? And there's plenty of examples of that. Another thing that drives me crazy is that the counties have like all of the autonomy. So like you pay a different sales tax depending on what county you're in, different all like property taxes, different everything depending on what county you're in. Like the state doesn't have any power, which is crazy because when it comes to like buildings, like when I lived in Delaware, when I lived in Virginia, and when I lived in Maryland, there was a centralized building you would go to that handled anything that had to do with a car or driving. So your driver's license, renewing your registration, selling a vehicle, getting a copy of your title, anything like that. It would be like one central location. Here, you have to go to one place that has something to do with your car, another place that has something to do with your driver's license, and both places are shady. Like, literally will be in a strip mall, like, with a Krispy Kreme right next door. It's just crazy. But if you like Krispy Kreme donuts, there are lots of Krispy Kreme donuts with the hot sign on, so you can enjoy that. Also, part of the negative that you don't really think about are the bugs. Like, I never saw all of these bugs and big ass bugs. Like, bugs I just never seen before. And they're all over the place. Like, it's so common here in the South. Not up north. Similarly, storms, like rainstorms. Here it's like the skies open up and the craziest things will happen. Like thunderstorms where your power goes out, hail are like all the time. And I mean, these are like the thunder cracking like something out of a movie. Never had that up north. Because most of the people here are transplants and are not from Atlanta, there's not really a strong sports culture as big as it is in other places. Lots of the people here kept whatever hometown they had. And then besides that, Atlanta teams are like pretty much cursed. And I say that even though the Braves just won the World Series, big ups to them, which is amazing. But that was the first time since like the 90s. And then we all know the Falcons debacle of the Super Bowl. And it's like, it's so hard. Until the World Series win, it was really sad and pathetic to be an Atlanta sports fan. And that's why there's not that many of them, to be quite honest. I'll say another downside to living here is the hip-hop rap culture and its influence. So there's a lot of, as youngsters say, capping. A lot of people who are just worried about their looks and material things and less about, you know, the genuine character of a person. And I know that happens everywhere, but it's very prevalent here in Atlanta. So, I mean, you're going to see people just going out to the grocery stores looking like they're going to the club and or looking like they're a stripper in the club. And what that results in is that you see a huge mismatch of people and relationships. So you'll see this like really fine girl with this really ugly dude. And I think a lot of people have heard the statistics that like women outnumber men like some crazy number, like 8-1. And I don't know if that's true, but you do see some crazy stuff going on in relationships. And a lot of people do complain that it's just not enough men, especially heterosexual men, since Atlanta is also, I think it's like the second friendliest city for homosexuals and gays. in the country, I think behind like San Fran or something like that. So you also have a huge population of that. And so you hear a lot of women, heterosexual women, complaining that there's just not any men out there. And then when you have to deal with the fact that a lot of them are strippers or look like strippers, definitely makes it really tough. My husband is actually from Atlanta, and he thinks like just the average girl down the street is supposed to look like Megan Good. And I'm like, no, that's not average Jane. That's not what she looks like. That's not what her body looks like. You have just you're disillusioned because you grew up here and this is what you think it's supposed to be like. It's not the case. I mean, all in all, I obviously live here and have been here for a while. Found my husband here, started my family here. My son's I was gonna say he's a Grady baby, but he's not. He's a Northside Hospital baby. But obviously there's parts about it that I really, really, really do like. Is this my home forever and ever? I don't know. My husband has only lived here, and I would really like to move somewhere else for him to understand how a well-run state goes. He's kind of adverse to the cold though, so that limits our expectation or our opportunities. But I would pretty much move anywhere the 95 corridor between like Charlotte and Boston, to be honest. Like anywhere on the East Coast, I'm game for. Even in the South, like I said, Charlotte, somewhere like that. I have no desire to move to the Midwest. California, love it. Portland, love it, but too far for me. So really, I think the East Coast is where I would stay. The South, if it's, again, like Charlotte. But for now, we're here and we're loving and we're enjoying it. Like I said, people are flocking here all the time. What makes it also another great thing about the city is that you're never at a shortage of people who want to visit. It's not like I have to pull teeth to get any of my friends or family to come visit. Everyone loves coming to Atlanta for a myriad of reasons. If I lived in Bozeman, Montana, it might be differently. Or, I don't know, somewhere in Kentucky, I might have a different experience. But here, people love to come. Not just to visit me, I'm sure, but also because of all the good things that the city brings, whether it's festivals or concerts or the club scene, if you're into that, whatever it may be. So lots of good things about the city, the good, the bad. It's all about what you're looking for. So if you're interested in moving to Atlanta, hit me up. I can give you some ideas. Like I said, it's pretty cheap to live. COVID has raise the cost of everything everywhere, so it's definitely not as cheap as it once was, but in comparison it's still cheap. So Hotland is where I'm calling home for at least now. So as I like to say, ATL ho, you should see me bouncing, which would be kind of funny. So in closing, I'll just remind you guys, let's be someone's reason to smile today. And like I said, this was just kind of a quick, light-hearted, not about trying to have a baby or about something rather too deep, but just kind of the pros and cons as I see it about living in Atlanta. Thank you guys.